all the other teams that, you know, we need to maybe look at those things.
Graham Smith there, and that's the World Today Sport.
Joe Parsons, many thanks. Here come the headlines. The Obama administration's announced plans for deep cuts in US defence spending. The defence secretary said he wanted to end the Pentagon's culture of endless money. Also, nearly 5,000 farms in Germany have been closed in a scare over food contamination. Now, it was US General Douglas MacArthur who said, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away." That led to many variations on the theme, of course. Old gardeners never die, they just go to seed, and so on. What about old grass-cutter ants? Yep, it's the science slot. It turns out they don't die, they get a new job. Here's Professor Robert Schofield at the University of Oregon.
Leafcutter ants cut leaves. They climb trees, often, usually trees, and use their mandibles to cut out little discs of leaf material from the leaves. Then they carry those back down the trunk of the tree and along trails to their nest and carry them underground, where they cut them into smaller pieces and chew them into a substrate that's kind of like a paper mache. And on that substrate, they grow fungus. And that fungus they feed to their offspring, to their brood. So in a sense, they're like tiny mushroom farmers.
So key to the whole process is the cutting instrument. Just home in for us with your microscope. What do we see when we look at a young leafcutter ant, when we look at those blades?
Right. If you zoom in, you would have to zoom in and zoom in and zoom in until finally you got to where you could see something 50 nanometers or 50 billionths of a meter in diameter, because that's how sharp those blades are. So their mandibles have teeth on them, and the edges of their teeth are as sharp as the sharpest razor blades you can buy. And that's how they start out. The question in our mind was, well, there's a big difference between an ant farmer and a human farmer. A human farmer can sharpen his tools, but an ant can't. And is this a problem for them, not being able to sharpen their tools?
Yeah, because...
And it turns out to be a big problem.
So, time passes, those razor blades dull, and that leads to a job change, you believe?
That's right. So, the average ant we've found, at least for the colony that we were studying, the wear of their mandibles was so great that the average cutter would spend twice as much energy and twice as much time cutting leaves as that cutter would have when it just came out of the pupa, when it was brand new and had perfectly sharp mandibles. So the ants with the most worn mandibles, the very most worn mandibles, the top 10% most worn mandibles, carried instead of cut. This shows an advantage of being a social insect rather than a solitary insect, because if you can't cut anymore with your mandibles and you're a solitary insect, you're dead. But these ants, being social insects, can still contribute to the colony by caring instead of cutting.
So instead of being cast out into the cold, what should we call them? The senior citizens become equally valued, but equally hardworking, I guess.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of work to carry those leaf discs back. They still work hard, but it's a lot more work for them than their presumably younger sisters who have sharper mandibles. So the younger sisters with the sharper mandibles would tend to cut, and the older ones would tend to carry.
Isn't nature amazing? Grasscutter ants on the World Today. Robert Schofield.
Don't you hate that sound? We all know what it feels like to be waiting for something and feel frustrated, waiting on hold on the phone, or waiting for someone to answer the phone, or waiting for the bus. In fact, maybe you're waiting for something right now as you're listening to us, you know, waiting for the kettle to boil, perhaps, or even waiting for the news in a few minutes. Well, we've had a week of waiting here on The World Today, and this hour we hear from someone who's waiting to emigrate.